Good evening.
Glad everyone could come out tonight. Enjoy this and join in the service tonight. Everybody's singing well. Must have got your nap this afternoon. The title of the sermon tonight is, "What is the Ultimate Treasure?" This week I've been dealing with that in the past couple of weeks, actually. I've been dealing with that and asking myself some questions about the ultimate treasure. And it talks about what is that treasure. Jesus talks about laying up treasures in heaven in the scripture I'm going to read here in a few moments. And what is it about the treasure? You know, what is treasure? What can we actually do? Another question is, what can we actually do to earn a place in heaven? Those are some questions that come to mind when we think about treasure. To start with, I want to read the passage of Scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through, I believe it's 21. Starting in verse 19, yes. This is the King James Version. Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore time thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Concentrate on the things of heaven. What are some of the things that will be able to help us to accomplish that goal? To start with, I got a definition of treasure. What is a treasure? You know, we think about treasure, we think about riches. Finding a pirate's treasure buried in your backyard. You think of a treasure, something of value, something of worth. Definition I found of treasure, a brief definition. It says wealth, money, jewels, precious metals. Those are the typical things we think of. But also music, photos, things of that nature can also be treasure. Something of great worth or value, and this is what really caught my attention, could even be a person. Could even be a person that is our treasure. Something we cherish, hold dear, prize, value greatly. These are all things that the definition of treasure brings to the surface. Now, to think about the things of treasure, I brought a couple things here. These are not really treasure chests, but these are little chests my daughter's made for me over the years. But I have one here on the left that resembles earthly treasures. And this one here, which is stuffed with a lot of things here, heavenly treasures. Now, trying to figure out what makes a treasure. What is a treasure actually? Well, to start with, if I dig in this treasure, the earthly treasures over here, I have a coin. This coin is, I guess, would be considered a treasure. It's a 1922 $1 coin, silver dollar. Now, at face value, this is worth a dollar. If I went out to buy something, I would give it to somebody, it would say, it'd be worth a dollar. But we're not going by face value tonight. If we look at what it is, it's an old coin. And it's worth about 30 times its face value. So I guess that I would consider that a treasure in sense because of its value, because of what it is. And Jesus, as we're looking at tonight and as we'll see tonight, he isn't sometimes seen as a treasure until we actually see who he is. So we'll be looking at Jesus as a treasure. And we need to find out now, what is that treasure? What is the treasure in heaven? How do we lay up treasures in heaven? He isn't seen as a treasure until we see who he is. He's our Savior. He is our one, the one and only way to heaven. We have to realize that, and we've at different times in this message I'll be touching on that, that Jesus is the only way to heaven. Being with Jesus is the goal for eternity. When we talk about treasure, we talk about riches and richness. Those two words I'm going to be looking at a little bit tonight, riches and richness. In this life we have today, what is the better thing? Is it better riches better or richness better? Now, whenever you talk about something that's rich, a richness, we think richness makes something better. It makes something stand out. It makes something more important. When I think about richness, I think about brownies. Everybody's made brownies. Just make a pan of brownies and they're okay. They're brownies. But whenever you make brownies with triple chocolate, with chocolate icing, that's rich. That's richness. To me, that is richness. That is being about as rich as you can get. And that's eating there. But that's not the kind of richness we're looking at. It's the chocolate that makes those, extra chocolate that makes those brownies and gives them that richness. What is it about us that gives us that extra richness that we need? Instead of the riches, how do we get that richness? Richness in our spiritual life is the Spirit of God dwelling in us. We're to abide in Jesus. We're to trust Him, rely upon Him, depend on Him. And we need to belong to Him and have the closeness with Him. Because He has the final approval on anything in our life, He's the one we need to follow more than the riches of the world. Jesus proved His worth by and who He is by His resurrection. He proved that He is the first thing that we need to look to when something goes wrong, because He is the one that can make the difference. Richness is a quality that makes us stand out. Riches, on the other hand, belong to God already. We think about the riches of the world. We think about everything that's there. And I have to continue. I always go back to the point of thinking, somebody told me one time, and I've heard it a number of different times, that we come into this world with nothing, and we go out of this world with nothing. As hard as we might try to take something out of this world, we do not. We come in with nothing, we go out with nothing. So everything in between has to belong to God, because He's the one that controls all that. Now, He allows us, some of us, to have more or less. That really shouldn't be a problem, that we have more or less, because God has blessed us with what we have. I fear to think about how far back this was, but this had to be back in the 70s when I was going to our church we was going to. They had a millionaire coming to visit the church, and rumor had it was floating around that he had donated money to churches to buy carpet or hymnals or different things like that, and everybody was excited, wondering what he's going to buy for us, what are you going to buy for us? They treated him like royalty. They treated him like he was something extra special. By the way, he didn't give us anything. He went as God led him to do. But it was interesting that I remember part of his message. It was so far back, but I remember part of his message was, he said a friend of his, he didn't actually do this himself, but a friend of his had a business. And he was talking about tithing. And he said his friend was actually tithing 90% of the business that God had helped him start, and was operating the business on 10%. And he said, you know what, he was doing well. He had put the perspective, God into the riches and riches into perspective, where he realized that the things were better off left with God to deal with, and the closeness with God was better. Richness makes us better on the inside, because it changes the outside. Some of you may have read this already. I thought this was fit right in with the sermon tonight. You've probably seen this on Facebook or somewhere. It says, being a Christian is like being a pumpkin. God picks you from the patch and brings you in. Then He washes all the dirt off of you. He opens you up and scoops out all the yucky stuff. He removes the seeds of doubt, the seeds of hate, the seeds of greed, etc. He removes all that stuff. Then he carves you a new smiling face, and he puts his light inside you to shine for all the world to see. I thought that was kind of that was really good. Don't know where that came from. Maybe somebody here does. But that's exactly what we need. We need the Lord to take all the things away from us and give us what we need, not necessarily what we want. What it takes for richness is a closeness with God. Matthew Henry says it like this: put on the armor of light. Christianity teaches us how to walk so to please God. Not to please ourselves, but how to please God. Walk honestly, decently, as directed by the Spirit of God. Not in drunkenness or immorality, quarreling, jealousy, or any of those things. Separate ourselves from the ways of the world and put our hope and our faith in Jesus. Jesus seems to be the focus point for us to have a richness in our life. Jesus is the one who can make the difference. He's the only one that can change hearts and lives. He can say change circumstances. His disciple says the wind and the waves even obey him. Everything is at his discretion. There's nothing he can't do. God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He's the same God. He never changes. But the world changes. There is many changes going on in the world around us. I'm constantly reminded that this is not our home. This world is not our home. We are only here temporarily. We are passing through as Christians. So to be grasping out for the riches and the different things that we need, we think we need, when it turns out they're wants, is futile for us because it doesn't help us to lay up treasures in heaven. A number of years ago, I don't know how far back that was, when the Hummers first came out, if you ever knew what a Hummer was, a four-wheel drive vehicle, I told my wife, I said, boy, I would really like to have one of them. They were so neat. The military had it in the military. Well, they had a military version, then they had a civilian version. Boy, they would be really neat to have one of these. And apparently, I got on her nerves with talking about this. So one day she came home and she handed me a bag and said, here's your Hummer. I pulled it out. It was a model. Now, I don't want to hear any more about it. Needless to say, I found out how much the tires and parts cost for them. I did that. I soon got off that kick. Things of the world, riches of the world, really don't do us much good when we're laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Again, as we said earlier, Jesus has the final say, and nothing is impossible for him. Christians are named after him. Christ-likeness. That's why Christians got his name, because they were acting like Christ. They had the same qualities about them that Jesus did. Staying close to him makes us like him. Riches have an end. Richness applies to us now and into heaven. So as we follow Christ and we allow him to change us, take out the old seeds and the yucky stuff, and change us, it not only benefits us now, but it lays up treasures in heaven. I asked myself, I said, what can we possibly do that is worthy of a treasure in heaven? The question that came up in this message, the question I was trying to answer was, what can we possibly do? Works won't do it. The rich young ruler that came to Jesus. We all remember that story. He comes to Jesus, and I can just imagine with a smile on his face, and said, whether he had a smile on his face or he was really concerned, there was different views of that. But he came to Jesus and said, what shall I do? What else can I do? What else can I do? But the problem was he was thinking heaven was an add-on. He had all these riches. He was wealthy. And he wanted to add on to all that heaven. What Jesus was trying to tell him, what Jesus helped him to understand was, he had to let go of the things that he had worked all his life for. The rich young ruler was convinced that we needed to prepare for the world to come. He was convinced about heaven. He knew about heaven. Following Jesus is the only way to heaven, where the Father is. He knew there was something he was missing. He believed it. He knew it. He could feel it. Obedience and faith are the way to Jesus, because he is part of the great commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. That includes Jesus in all of that. He thought he could make heaven his own through works by adding it on, but it turns out that that was not the case. He had a love for his earthly treasures more than following the way to heaven. Now, don't get me wrong. Riches are not a bad thing in any way. Riches are not something that we need to just push away from us. We all have things. We all have stuff. If you walked in my garage, you would know that I have stuff. The newest and latest tool. Well, if I can use it, if it benefits me. Yeah. But it can't be our dominant feature in our lives. Richness in our lives, as we seek Jesus and he allow him to make us a better and better, richness relies on Jesus for our character, for our needs, in our decisions, in our directions that we go, for inner peace, for wholeness and contentment, for where we are and what we have. Ever been around somebody that says, looks around and says, boy, why does everybody else have more than I do? Wow, why can't I do? Why can't I afford this? Why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? We need to have a contentment with where God has us, knowing that God has us where we are, and then being content with what we have and where we are. Jesus in us is greater than anything we can possess, because anything in the world is temporary. Heavenly treasures are forever. So anything, the treasures that Jesus is talking about that we lay up into heaven is forever. Our prayer needs to be the same. Lord, what would you have me do with what I have? Remember I told you about the millionaire that came to the church? Another time, a street person came to the church. And really, nobody really wanted anything to do with him. Now, how should he have been treated according to the millionaire? It should have been the same, because we're still individuals. One may not have anything, one may have a lot. That's not the concern. What we need to be praying for is, Lord, what would you have me do with what I have? Where I'm at? What is the ultimate goal for me? What am I? I keep my focus on God. Riches here come in many forms. Remember at the beginning I said what caught my eye or caught my attention was the fact that they said a person could be a treasure. We have to keep our focus on God because riches come in many forms. Friends, family, children, grandchildren. All of these things can be treasures. And they are treasures. And they can also add to our richness. Being around my grandchildren helps me to see the innocence. Helps me to realize how you need to just sometimes just step back and let God take over, because you see him as God helps him to grow. Many riches and blessings are found in daily living, his creation, and people around us. As I was doing the message, I was sort of trying to put in the treasure box, treasure chest for heaven, things that will lay up ourselves treasures for heaven. Just little things I wrote down. I got a little yellow piece of paper stuffed in there. I don't know how many I got in there. And I tried to put some in there for the world. We'll start over here. This is the worldly view of it. Treasures of the world are self-reliance instead of relying on Christ, putting too much faith in people instead of Christ, possessions. Those are some things I have written down. This one here was Rich Young Ruler, his riches were his God. He needed to let go because his earthly treasures interfered with his relationship with Jesus, with his spiritual life. Sometimes we can fall victim to that, and it's not hard to fall victim to that. Over on this side, I have some things written down that these are things that will help us to lay treasures in heaven. I like this one. The Scriptures, they are a treasure map. You want to know how to put treasures in heaven, you get into your Scriptures, it is a treasure map to help us to know how to get to heaven. Honoring God, trusting God, those are things that are treasures that will help us lay up treasures in heaven. This one here is Paul in Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence in that, and there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Do good things and resist the bad. There are good things in the world. We need to accept those things. We need to embrace the good things that are around us and reject the bad things, but help focus on Christ and the good things that will help us to grow. Faith and hope, those are some things that will help us lay up treasures in heaven. A firm persuasion, well, faith and hope is like a definition. A firm persuasion and expectation that God, and I like that, expectation, God will do something. That God will perform all that He promised to us in Christ. Belief in things not seen, but trusting in the promises of God. You know, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, God has never broken a promise. Not one promise has been broken to this point, and we can rely on that for into the future. He is never going to break a promise. Life isn't always easy, but God is always faithful. I think I have one more in here. Jesus is our greatest treasure. He carries us through into eternity with Him. Those are the answers to the question, what we do, how do we lay up treasure? What can we possibly do that will help us to lay up earthly treasures? What can ever make us worthy? And that is following Christ. Accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and putting Him first place in our life will lay up treasures in heaven that will benefit us on into eternity. Many riches and blessings are found in His creation, as I mentioned. The people around us, the things around us. We have to grasp the good things. There's nothing wrong with grasping the good things that are around us, but the bad things, we need to reject them and push them aside. In the end, Jesus isn't going to look at what we have, but if we were faithful to Him. That puts treasure in heaven. Were we faithful to Him? Don't care about all of the possessions, the things over here. As long as they don't get in the way between us and Jesus, as long as these riches stay in their place as belongings, and we keep our focus on Jesus, they're not hurting us. But when they begin to get in the way and they begin to take our main focus, then they begin to be a problem. Just as I mentioned, the rich young ruler. Faith is the victory. Richness comes when our main focus is on Jesus and on others. Matthew 22:37 says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Those are the things that we need to have our main focus on. Loving God. Following Christ. When Jesus is the main goal, life struggles are easier to endure, and we learn from them. I've been through a lot of, to me, were difficult times. I'm not saying they were harder than anyone else's, because as I hear other things happening, I think, I don't know how people get through. They have to have a strong faith to get through. But I remember as a pastor, there was an issue in the church, and I needed to deal with it. And I said, Lord, you know what? If I deal with it, I'm going to lose people. But Lord, if I don't deal with it, then your property continues to be destroyed. So what do I do, Lord? And I prayed about it, and I thought about it, and I didn't know what to do. And one day I went into church, and the problem was solved. I didn't say a word. Jesus, He doesn't have to, we don't have to say anything sometimes. Sometimes we do. I didn't say anything. He took care of it without anyone enticing me to say something or having to choose sides. He took care of the problem. Peace and joy and happiness are some of those rewards that are seen now and then magnified later. Life's struggles get easier when we allow Christ into our life. Why is following Jesus a treasure? Because as He said, where your heart is where your treasure is. Or where your treasure is where your heart is. However you want to say that. Jesus prepares a place for us in heaven. But when God is first in our heart, we are led toward Him. Think on things of heaven. Focus and accept and live. All the treasures in heaven are found in following Christ. He warns us about making wealth of the world our main goal, because we surround ourselves with the things that we like, and sometimes they can become the main objective of what we're doing. Sometimes they can take our focus off of God and put our focus on taking care of those things. My wife, at times, says, you know what, I wish we had $1 million. Just pay everything off. I said, be careful what you wish for, because remember, you might get it. It takes a lot of effort to manage things like that. Some people couldn't handle it. Ever hear of people getting large sums of money in a few years, they're bankrupt. They just don't know how to manage it. You have to have the ability. And God knows what our abilities are. He knows what we need. He knows what we can use. He knows what's best for us. And when God is first in our heart, we're led towards Him. Think on the things of heaven. Focus and live for Jesus. Those are all treasures that we're laying up. Treasure is something we place great value on, or place great value in. And what's interesting is sometimes we'll do just about anything to obtain them. Would we sell our soul to the treasures of this world? I don't know. It can happen very quickly and very easily. There's no doubt about the fact that treasures of this world are enticing. The wrong earthly treasures will attract bad things for us. He talks about rust and decay and thieves, not putting your hope in something that is easily taken away. It's not that Jesus is trying to deprive us of anything, but He wants to direct us in the right choice of what we're going after. He wants to direct us in the right choice, because not always are the things that we want the things that we should have. My mom was wise. When I was a kid, my brother had a motorcycle. And I told Mom, I want a motorcycle. That's all I talked about. I wanted a motorcycle. I said, I went and got a job. I started saving up money, and she knew she didn't want me on a motorcycle. My brother was different than I was. Things that he went after, things that he did, was for him, not for me. She just kept putting it off and putting it off and kept telling me, nah, we'll just wait on it. Pretty soon I forgot about it. She just held off and just kept going, because it really wasn't something that I wanted, but I saw my brother had one, so that's something that I was going after. It wasn't the right thing for me. Jesus knows what the right thing is for us. He knows what we should go after. He knows what we should focus on. He knows the things that we can enjoy in our life and not just add up. A lot of things that we want, when we do acquire them, they just sit around collecting dust. Keeping our treasures on earth, keep our treasure on earth in its place as a God-supplied gift. I found this interesting. It said, choose wisely because you get what you choose. And I had to back up on that and think about that for a little bit. Choose wisely because you get what you choose. It is. You need to choose wisely what you are after, because you could go out and buy whatever you are after. Choose wisely because you get it, because you are going after it. So we need to remember that God needs to be directing us in whatever we do. Jesus cautions us about making things seen and temporary our best things and putting our happiness in them. You see, faith is believing in the unseen. The things of heaven we can't see right now, but we know they are there through Christ. We're trusting Christ in things not seen. We need to be there, be at that point in our lives where we're trusting in Jesus, that He will direct us and help us and guide us in everything. Keep our treasure on earth in its place. The wrong earthly treasure will attract the bad things. Things not seen are eternal and are best for us. We need to put our hope and our trust in Christ to claim our place in heaven. Putting our treasure in heaven is faith, time, hope. Our heart follows our treasures, our passions, things that we like. That's where our heart is found. We have to direct ourselves to make sure we are at a place where we love Christ more than anything else. When we put our treasure in heaven, we can experience answered prayers and joy and peace and a richness in our life now that will make us happier and better, and also carry on into heaven as it helps establish a place for us. Our spiritual walk affects every aspect of our life. You know, everything we do spiritually, everything that we do, our church attendance, tithing, all the different things that we do affect our spiritual life. And our spiritual life is a direct connection with our physical life on the outside. Just as I mentioned with the pumpkin, when we change the inside, we get rid of allow Christ to get rid of the bad things inside, it shows up on the outside as a bright light shining for Christ. You say, well, how do I know if I'm doing the right things to establish this place in heaven for me? If we follow Christ, we're doing the right things. If we're listening to the Holy Spirit as it guides us and as it speaks to us, we're doing the right things. If we're following through on the convictions that the Holy Spirit lays on our hearts, you know, that's something we need to deal with. We need to eliminate that from our lives because it's not good for us, whatever it might be. If we follow through with that, we're doing the right things. When we open our Bibles and read the Scriptures and allow them to speak to us, we're doing the right things. Those are things that are going to help lay up these treasures that Jesus is talking about. It's not an act that we're going to do. It's not like the rich young ruler come to Jesus and said, what else can I do? I have all these treasures. I have all this. I've done, followed all the commandments. I've done everything up to this point. He followed the law to this point. He realized he needed something else. And he wanted to know, what else can I do? And Jesus said, get rid of all that and follow me. He doesn't tell us all to do that, but the reason he did is because it was a stumbling block for that young man. It says the young man walked away. He could not give up all of those things. That's how entrenched we can get in the riches of the world. And that's why Jesus says, don't use them as something to rely on, but use them for the things that support us now on this earth. Because we have to carve out a living where we live in during this lifetime. But it's a short time. It's a temporary thing. Heaven is forever. We need to store up more riches in heaven than we do on this earth. Our spiritual walk is affected by every aspect. If we don't neglect it, if we follow Christ, if we do the things that He tells us that we need to do, then we will be on our way to heaven. And we'll have those treasures stored up for us in heaven itself. Father, we thank You for this time. We thank You for Your words this evening. We pray for Your guidance and Your direction in our spiritual life, in dealing with the riches that we have. Lord, help us to go more for the richness that comes from following You, and the things of the world that are added on or just add-ons. But You are the main goal in our lives. Help us in everything that we do that we will lay up treasures in heaven, and that we will have our place established with You, not because of the works of our hands, but because of the actions in our hearts, in our minds, and in our souls, Lord. We praise You that tonight. We pray for Your guidance, Your care, and Your leading, and we ask it in Your holy name. Amen.